You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. I am Alan Martindale. Today we continue our coverage of the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl with Jay Drew from the Salt Lake Tribune. You can also give him a follow on Twitter, at DrewJay. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to preview the Vegas Bowl.
No problem. Should be fun. Looking forward to it.
Now, I would not be doing my job if I didn't start out this interview asking if you are apprised of any updates in the coaching search, because there's been a lot of talk locally, especially today, a lot of rumors flying around. Have you heard anything?
Well, I've heard a lot of things. I haven't been able to confirm anything solid as far as who the coach will be. I do know that as we speak, Navy's coach, Ken Niumatalolo, has not made his mind up yet. I know he's back in Annapolis in his office today, and I've been told by a source, you know, close to Kenny, that he's still kind of weighing his options. I do know that Kalani Sitake interviewed with BYU's Tom Homo and President Kevin Worthen last night, so that would have been Tuesday night at a Steak Center in Portland, Oregon. I have confirmed that. They were originally going to interview him today, but I guess he had some meetings with the Beavers that Coach Gary Anderson kind of called, that kind of snuck up on him a little bit. So they did talk to him last night. And so we're really in a holding pattern right now, just waiting on what goes on, Ken Niumatalolo decides, and then we'll go from there.
Would you expect that we would probably hear something within a matter of days before the bowl game?
Yeah, I think by midday tomorrow, I think we will know something as far as Ken's plan. I'm of the opinion that it's his job if he wants it. There are some people that are saying that BYU has not offered. I really, really think that he would not have came out here to Provo to check things out without an offer, without knowing that, yes, if he wanted the job, it was his. That's my personal opinion. But as of right now, he hasn't decided yet, and that's just where it is right now.
And, you know, we could hear it any time, so let's move on a little bit. And before we get into the Vegas Bowl talk, I want to ask you the question I have been leading off with every interview I've made. Can you grade the Cougars season for us?
You know, I would probably give it a B plus. I think it's a successful season. I think it goes from a B plus to an A if they can beat their rival in a bowl game. But the regular season, you go 9-3 against the schedule they had with a freshman quarterback filling in when Taysom Hill got hurt. You know, I think you've got to be satisfied that it was a successful season. They've got to revenge the loss to Utah State on Utah State's home field, which is a plus. And, you know, if there was a drawback, it was probably the Missouri game that kept me giving them an A. They probably should have won that game. I thought they would have more talent. They were the better team. And so that keeps it from being a ultra successful season. But as of right now, I would say it's B plus, B range.
Absolutely cannot disagree with that at all. Going into this game, so many storylines and headlines to talk about. Is there too much distraction heading into the Vegas Bowl?
I think that it's going to be very, very difficult for the Cougars to focus totally on the bowl game. And I think it already has. The practices in Provo, they're leaving today for Las Vegas. But, I mean, how can it not? You've got basically seven coaches that are not going to be here, you know, the day after the bowl game, and they're still trying to serve two masters. They're got to be doing some work for Virginia as far as recruiting and that, things like that go, but yet they're putting in a game plan and scripting plays and all that preparation that goes into a game, and I think that has to kind of trickle down to the players. So, yes, to answer your question, I think it's been a major, major distraction, and I think it will affect how they play on Saturday. I really do.
Do you think this game means more to Bronco than other rivalry games in the past? Just since it's, you know, he hasn't beaten them in four tries. It's his last game. He's going for win 100. Do you think this means more to him? You probably wouldn't say publicly, but personally, you know, you've dealt with him in the past a lot. Do you think it means more to him than other rivalry games?
Yes, absolutely. I think other rivalry games, especially when BYU and Utah haven't played at the end of the season, when they played in September, Bronco and his staff have been a little hesitant to overblow the game just because they may, you know, that they don't want the guys coming up flat the rest of the season thinking, you know, the big game of the year has already been played. So I think that, as much as anything, is why he downplayed past rivalry games. But in this particular instance, there's no, they don't have that. It's obviously the last game of the season, his last game at coaching BYU. So there's, he's just got to throw all that caution to the wind and just, I mean, and I think he's done that just from what I've heard from players and other coaches that it sounds like Bronco really, really wants to win this game badly.
You know, you mentioned that he's kind of serving two masters right now with Virginia and BYU. A lot of fans that I've talked to have mentioned that maybe he shouldn't even be coaching in this bowl game. Do you think it's appropriate that he's right for wanting to coach this game?
I don't really have a problem with it. I know our columnist at the Tribune said he shouldn't be, but personally, the question I would ask for people who think he shouldn't be is, well, who else then? If Bronco had walked away and taken all these assistants with him, the coach of the bowl game would probably be Steve Cafusi or Guy Holliday or who's the other one that hasn't left? Oh, Paul Tidwell. Everybody else is gone. I mean, are they? Who else? Who would have? Who's left? So I'm of the alternate opinion than our columnist. I really think that Bronco is kind of doing him a favor in a way for staying around because what's the alternative?
Well, and
that's just my two cents.
It seems like it's pretty normal for coaches to take jobs and then go on and still coach the bowl game. So I wasn't as shocked as a lot of other people were that he is going to coach this game. What sense are you getting from the players? I know obviously they're going to say the right things, but how do they feel about him leaving?
You know, I think most of them are sad. The one thing is the media hasn't been able to talk to players. We'll get to tomorrow, Wednesday, in Las Vegas. But we've only been able to talk to four players basically since the announcements made, and that was Mitch Matthews, Graham Rowley, Taryn Houck, and Tanner Mangum. Oh, and then Bronson Cafusi did appear at the press conference when Bronco announced he was leaving. So those five. And all of them have expressed sadness that they'd hate to see Bronco and some of the assistants go. But like I said, the only underclassman is Tanner Mangum. All the others that they've brought out to talk to some seniors. And Tanner Mangum has probably been the most vocal about not wanting to lose Jason Beck, the quarterback's coach. And I think he's really, really affected by this, and more so than he's let on, because he has basically, this will have more impact on him than any other player on the team, to be honest with you. He's the only freshman coming back that's probably, you know, pretty much guaranteed a starting role next year, of course, unless Jason Bell comes back, and that's a whole other can of worms. But Tanner has a lot of impact on who the new coach will be. So I think he's kind of been the most vocal about losing these guys and not really being too happy about it.
It's tough to lose your mentor, to lose the people that recruited you. But I got to imagine they're still excited to be playing their rival in a bowl game.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the one thing that has, and Mitch Matthews said this. He said this will cut down all the drama, the fact that we're playing Utah. He said that'll take away a lot of this distraction over the coaching just because it's their rival. They've lost to them four straight years, all that comes with the rivalry. I really think if BYU were playing, say, Cal or Washington State or someone else, that the distraction would be even greater. But I think they'd be able to hone in a little bit more than maybe normal just because it is Utah. I think the fact that they know that if they go down there and they're not at their staff, they very easily could be embarrassed again by Utah. Because Utah's, let's face it, they were number three in the country at one time. The second half of their season didn't go so well, but it was a very, very talented Utah team.
Well, let's dig into this game a little bit. Utah's defense has struggled, especially down the stretch, against the pass. Obviously, BYU is very pass-heavy. How much success do you envision Tanner Mangum and those receivers to have on Saturday?
Yeah, I think they'll click. I think they'll have some success, obviously, against Michigan, which plays the same man press coverage defense that Utah plays, that the Cougars struggled. I think they kind of worked that out and got better as the season went along. So I think a huge key to this game is protecting Mangum. Utah can put a lot of pressure on the passer, and they've got some excellent linebackers and defensive linemen. And so I think it's really going to be huge for BYU to protect Mangum. I've said all along, I don't think BYU is going to be able to run the ball, even with Squally Canada. It looks like he's going to play, the transfer from Washington State. Even that, BYU could not run the ball on Michigan. It couldn't run the ball in Missouri. It ran the ball a little bit on UCLA, but those are the other Power 5 conference-type teams they played this year, and they couldn't run the ball, and I just don't expect they'll be able to do that against Utah. So I think a lot's going to be on young Tanner Mangum's shoulders.
Well, he's definitely come through big time throughout this season. How do you think, in a bowl game against a rival with all the distraction and everything, how do you think he will respond if he ends up throwing, you know, one or two interceptions? Because Utah has been very good at forcing takeaways this season.
You know, he's a mature kid. He's an eternal optimist. He'll keep throwing the ball. He'll keep taking risks. He'll stick to the game plan. I really think so. He's not really a freshman any longer. He's played enough games and all that. But I think he'll handle it well. The one thing he's got to stay healthy the whole game. And because if he goes, you know, Utah gets some pressure on him, gets him limping a little bit, or, you know, heaven forbid, gets him out of the game, the Cougars are going to be in a lot of trouble, because I think we've seen over the course of the season that Bo Hodge isn't ready to run the offense. So, that's why I say, man, protecting Tanner Mangum is job one for the Cougars.
Would you say that the trenches would probably be the key matchups in this game?
Yeah, they usually always are. And I remember when it was 2013 when Utah beat BYU 20-13, Robert and I in the post game came in and said, hey, there's a big difference between Power 5 play in the trenches and what we've got right now. And he said our task is to improve in that area. And I think they have. I think they've upped the talent along the offensive and defensive lines to match up with Utah and some of the others. But they're not to the point where they can dominate yet. And I, like I said before, I just don't see them being able to run the ball against that fearsome Utah, you know, front seven. So I really think they're going to have to pick on the defensive backs of Utah, which have been prone to, you know, give up some big plays, and see if they can move the ball that way.
Well, you mentioned, you know, struggling running the ball, maybe being a little bit one-dimensional on offense. The good news, if you're a Cougar fan, is that Utah is very one-dimensional. The bad news is that dimension is the run game, which BYU has struggled all year long to stop. Do you think they should change their defensive scheming and maybe not run so many blitzes and maybe key in on the defense a little bit more than they would in other games?
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to be more conservative in that area. The thing is, Utah might be a little bit better offensively. It sounds like Britton Covey's going to try to play. Sounds like Kendall Thompson, the quarterback's going to be moved out to a wide-out spot and to give him another, you know, good athlete out wide. So I wouldn't be surprised if Utah comes out throwing a little bit more than BYU expects them to. And then this Joe Williams, who's filled in admirably for Devontae Booker, is what he ran for something like 190 yards against Colorado in their season finale. So I think Utah's offense is going to be better than it showed coming down the stretch. I think they're going to have some time to work on a few things, and I think you're going to see a more a more balanced attack.
And I think also, you know, Joe Williams is a little bit faster than Devontae Booker. This is going to sound crazy, but I almost think it might be worse for BYU having a speed back like that rather than Devontae Booker, who they can wrap up. He's great at breaking tackles, and he's a phenomenal talent. But that speed, I worry that that might give the Cougars some trouble defensively.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think that, you know, what I've been told is this Joe Williams might be a better pass catcher, might be better out of the backfield, you know, as a receiver than Booker, who was pretty good at that as well. So I would tend to agree with you. This might be a case of being careful what you wish for the Cougars.
Okay, now, who do you think has more on the line for this game? Obviously, it's a bowl game. You always want to win a bowl game, but who do you think would be more elated by a win and more devastated by a loss?
You know, I really, to tell you, I think the pressure is more on Utah. I think they did all the complaining about being relegated to a lower bowl. You know, they were better than that. And basically, you know, BYU kind of has, in a way, a built-in excuse, especially, you know, their coaching staff leaving, Bronco leaving. They have able to say that. But Utah, I think that 9-3 record and how this was their best season in the Pac-12 and all that, if they end up, you know, getting beat in the bowl game by their rival, that is a real, real black mark on their season. Whereas I think, you know, the Cougars, Bronco going out, and all the assistant coaches leaving, freshman quarterback, I think, you know, they it wouldn't be as devastating to them. I think a loss wouldn't be as one would be for Utah.
Well, I know you are not fond of giving predictions. Is there any chance we can get an exception considering this is a rivalry bowl game?
No, I'm going to stick with my mantra that I don't give predictions. I'll just say that I think this is going to be another classic rivalry game. I think it's just going to go right down to the wire, and it's going to be a one-score game, and should be, you know, just one of the all-time memorable games.
Honestly,
that's what I'm hoping for.
Honestly, I think you are a very smart man by staying away from the prediction area. That's that can get pretty ugly. But Jay Drew from the Salt Lake Tribune, thank you so much for joining us. Give Jay a follow on Twitter. He's at Drew Jay. I assume you're going to be down in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I'm actually planning on driving down today. I've waited to leave until maybe to see if any coaching news will break. I would hate to be, you know, driving through Beaver when all of a sudden, you know, news comes that there's a press conference tonight or something. Have to turn around. So I've kind of been waiting to take off, but my plan is to leave sometime today.
Well, drive safe. Hopefully you're not going to miss any big news, and we will definitely stay tuned because you are you are the source for BYU football, and you gave us great insight. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And you can hear all of our interviews and get great insight into the Cougars, Utes, Aggies, and Utah Jazz at TornbySports.com. For the boss man, Grant Bagby, I am Alan Martindale. Thanks for joining us on the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
This has been a Torn by Sports production.